What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network, and today we're joined by a very special guest.
That's right. I'm here with you. It is Party Carl Tart, Dr. Tarchy, here to get you through this epidemic, this pandemic, all of that type of stuff. I'm here for you. Any questions, you can ask me, and I'll answer them.
Every demic is covered. Anyways, we're gonna talk a little bit today. We've been talking about some of the greatest moments in Clippers history. Today we're gonna talk about the run up to the Kawhi and PG news, as well as like how it kind of shapes the Clippers reputation and really, you know, like what going forward it's gonna change, which feels very much in the up in the air right now.
Oh, it's coming back. LeBron said it's coming back. We're fine.
And then we're gonna be talking. We have some shavings for you. There's some more news on another organization that we don't need to name off top. And then we got a love, marry, quarantine for you. So stay tuned for all that and more coming up right about now.
So, Carl, I don't know if you probably have been too busy to listen to this show, but we've been doing kind of biggest moments, biggest breaks of the Clippers history. On Wednesday, we talked about kind of the worst breaks the Clippers ever had, which brings us to the best break, which was Kawhi and PG. But before we get to the best thing, what in your mind is like the worst like Clippers break ever?
Oh man, that's tough.
There's a lot.
You can go back to the Marcus Johnson year where like we had a chance to make some noise and everybody got injured. I would say in my lifetime, the worst break was probably just that 2015 Lob City run, like where we got, like that one was just the hardest. Like Blake was so good that playoff series.
He was so good.
He was averaging like 27-11 or something like that. Like,
yeah,
it was something insane. He was just on. And then we lost CP and DJ. And that, I think that was the toughest break for me, just like because I wasn't born when the Marcus Johnson break happened.
Yeah, I'm like, right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we didn't talk too much about playoff stuff just because there's a lot of really rough breaks to talk about there. But that, I mean, that one I couldn't agree more. That was such a bust. Such a what could have been.
I listened to the Knuckleheads podcast and I listened to those guys talk about their days. That's Quinn Richardson and Darius Miles. And they had an episode where they had, well, not an episode of the actual podcast, but they had Corey Maggette on this like other special they did for the Players Tribune. And they were just talking about that young team, and everybody who comes on talks about that young team and how much respect they had as a team for them, and how they kind of changed the face of that organization for a while, and how they really ingrained themselves in LA culture. They definitely
100%.
Just like what Kawhi is doing for a generation of young Clipper fans right now. That team did that for me. I remember them being around. I remember being
absolutely.
At the Fox Hills Mall. I remember them being at the Fox Hills Mall, like being in the Fox Hills Mall and seeing Quinn Richardson and Darius Miles walk through, like taking pictures.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, like that's Quinn Richardson and Darius Miles. They used to hang out at Westchester High School, which is kind of weird because they technically were NBA players.
Well, that's where they got the head tap thing, because I remember I read that and I was like, all right, so they all, like, to be fair, they're also like 18 at the time, so that's less weird.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a little, I mean, well, actually, it's funny because Quinn Richardson talks about it. He goes, well, I was a little bit older, so I didn't come around as much as
good
you
for
did.
You, bro.
Because he was definitely like, he was like 20. So at that point, it's kind of like, all right, bro, don't be hanging around.
He's like, I'm not trying to be the senior at the prom, like, or like the super senior yet.
Yeah. But Westchester at that time, Fairfax and Westchester were two top basketball schools in LA. Like, and they had, you know, all these crazy players, Trevor Ariza and stuff like that. So I would say that one of the bigger breaks was that team collapsing, meaning. When you think about that team, when you think about Q Rich and D Miles in their young primes, when you think about Lamar Odom and Elton Brand on the same team, when you think about Keon Doolin, when you think about Earl Boykins, when you think about like all these players that if they had got 5-7 years together, would have really made some noise.
Or even someone at the top who gave a shit.
Yeah. That's what I think the biggest.
It really, it's not even the time. I think for me, it's just like just someone who gives a shit.
Yeah, like, I think honestly the biggest break in Clippers history is 1981 when Donald Sterling got an insane deal for that team.
The whole history is deals. Yeah. Like the whole group is deals. But so we're talking. All right. So on this episode, we're talking about the best break, which was, of course, the June 5th double Woj bomb that brought Kawhi and PG. In the lead up to this, and this is just for all of us, I mean, I personally didn't think we were going to get two superstars. Like, leading up into the Kawhi sweepstakes, how confident were you we were going to get him, and did you think we were going to get two top five guys?
Yeah, well, we've talked about this before for sure, because I remember you had had a little barbecue right before, and your
July
4th boy, your short homeboy was there, and
Kevin Macias,
yeah,
and he, noted shit talker,
yeah, and huge shit talker. Like, shit talking does not match his stature, like, much bigger. But
he's from Fontana. I don't really know. I mean, if you've met them, you know.
Yeah, but like, so he definitely was, you know, the guy that he is the guy that I grew up with, like. Never
he's given. The Lakers fan.
He is the Lakers fan. He is the quintessential Lakers fan that literally the best question they all had. There were so many Lakers fans. I'm like, do they get a script emailed to them every week? Because it would go, they all would say the same thing. Why would he come? Why would he come to the Clippers? Like, why would he? And when you hear that so much, it makes you go like, yeah, you're right. When you've been a fan of this team,
it's that gaslighting, bro.
Yeah, it makes me go, you're right. Like, why would he? So I started giving up. I literally started saying, just please go back to Toronto, Kawhi. Just please go back to Toronto. Like, do not come to the Lakers. Just please go back to Toronto. Go anywhere else. Go play for the Orlando Magic. Like, just don't. Because like,
anything but the Lakers.
Please, anything but the Lakers. Like, and at that point, I was just like, all right, man. Like. Yeah, he probably ain't coming here, but I still hold out hope. And every day, like, when new information would come out and Jalen Rose.
I would say information in quotes, because there were those people who were like, I saw a picture of Kawhi at Home Depot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, all of that shit, the AMPM video, like, that he
Oh,
had.
That was, oof.
There was just a little glimmer of hope in my eye that whole time that was like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. But it was hard to maintain strength. And then I was at a wedding, and
you had a busy ass 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cuz y'all had a thing on what, Friday, and then the wedding I think was that Saturday.
Yeah, we acknowledged the 4th on the 4th.
Yeah. And the wedding was the 5th. And so I'm at this wedding, and this is my here's what's crazy. This is my high school friend, Alex's wedding. And in high school, Alex
Shout
and
out
I,
Alex and his wife.
Yeah, Alex and his wife, September. Her name is September, which I think is a really cool name. We all went to high school together. They were high school sweethearts. He was a year younger than I am. But we bonded over being Clipper fans. Because we were the only two, like, diehard Clipper
Hell
fans.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we would, like, go to Ross and whatever, like, Clipper t-shirts they had on like the Clippers rack. Yeah,
the only place in LA you could find Clippers
at the time. That was the Clippers team store.
Hell yeah, basically we would be up in Ross or Marshall's getting shit, like, and like we were bonded over that thing. And then like when I finally got a chance to talk to him, it was a lot of hoopla caught up in the wedding, and I was there, but
a lot of extra bullshit other than Clippers basketball at the wedding.
Exactly. But so we're at the wedding, and then a fucking earthquake hits, like. And I'm like, damn, like, we just are coming in. They're just about to get, like, the big reception thing started. And the room, the building that we're in, which is this downtown, like, on, like, 5th and Spring, like, old school, like, bank vault type building, like, that they had a wedding in.
All right, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It was really nice, actually. But, like, the building just starts to shake. And they have these big chandeliers, and the chandeliers are just swaying like this. And I'm like... Earthquake.
Fuck.
Now remember the day before we had an earthquake.
Yeah, and there were blackouts.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about this until you brought it up. Yeah, leading up to the trade, there were a series of earthquakes and some blackouts. Yeah.
So there was some geological stuff trying to prevent us from getting Kawhi and PG, is what you guys are telling us right now.
I think this is what caused it.
I think
Kawhi was about to go to the Lakers.
The universe.
He got the earthquake hit, and a truck full of radioactive goo spilled on him.
Mother Gaia was like, we cannot have this happen.
But I'm at this wedding, and I'm like, man, I got to get out of here. Like, it was weird being there. I was just like, I'm going to go ahead and dip. It was like 10:30. I didn't really know that many people because he's a year younger than me and his wife is 2 years younger than me. And so, like, so I had...
You're in the in-between. Like, yeah. You had people you had, like, one class with because they got
exactly,
held back
exactly. Like, my best friend was there, but we don't really see each other very often anymore. And so, like, at a certain point, we don't have a ton of shit to talk about.
Yeah, how's it going? I have kids. I don't.
And so, like, I was chilling with him the whole time and, like, we're kicking it, but then I'm like, man, I think I'm going to get out of here. I think I'm just going. And then as soon as that happened, some of my homies hit me up like, yo, where you at? We're up here chilling in Hollywood. Like, pull up. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to dip out. I think I've been here long enough. I've given my gift. Like,
one earthquake is all I need.
I'm going to dip out.
Did you crush a speech before you did?
No, we're not like, I literally, that was the first time I had seen him since high school.
Oh, gosh. Gotcha.
What a better time than to give a speech.
Yeah. I don't have any memories with this guy except for...
this one time when he was 16. 17.
Yeah. But so we're talking and we talk a little bit Clippers and then like I go up to him and give him a hug. Like, yo, man, I'm going to get out of here. Jump in the Uber. Get up to Hollywood. And I'm sitting there and at like an hour after I get up there, I'm sitting there talking and my phone just starts going off. Oh, my 100%. God. Holy shit. Are you seeing this? And I like run and look at the TV in the bar and then I see Paul George to the Clippers.
So you saw...
I saw that first.
Hold on. I want to keep doing the story. We got to take a quick break just for 2 seconds and then I'll get into this because this is the opposite of how I saw it. Coming up, we're going to continue the story. But first, Carl, you've heard of food and you like eating food, right?
Yeah, I think I've heard of it a time or two.
Will, have you ever gotten food delivered to you from somebody who you maybe didn't order it from?
Yes. I get random food deliveries all the time. It's weird.
See, so I get these random food deliveries too, but when I want something specific, you know where I go?
Where's that?
Postmates.
Oh, I thought they just delivered burgers and sushi.
So here's the thing. A bunch of people only think you can get burgers and sushi from Postmates. You can actually make your life a lot easier with grocery delivery and whatever you can think of. Like, so if you need, I don't know, isopropyl alcohol or salt or, you know, something to make, like ammonia and something else, all you need to do is just download that Postmates app on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get anything you want delivered within the hour.
What about Swishers and Listerine strips?
So here's the thing. Swishers and Listerine strips, I usually hit the store for. I also, the legit way, if you will, as the great Mac Dre once said, for a limited time, if you're trying to order a bunch of Swishers and anything else, I guess, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDONNBA. That's code LOCKEDONNBA, all capital letters, one word, for $100 of free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, including Swishers and ammonia, Postmate it. All right, so we're back. Carl, sorry to break that off. You saw the Paul George news first. Were you excited if we would only have gotten Paul George, would you have been like, where was your heart at?
We got to talk about this.
This is literally how I saw it. So I get 4 texts, like, immediately.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And none of them say Kawhi. They all just like, holy shit, are you seeing this? Carl, are you alive?
Why aren't my friends as specific as Woj? All my friends were just like, whoa!
And so I look up at the TV and it said Paul George expected to play for the Clippers. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's great. Like, we got somebody. We did it. Okay, yeah,
that's
all
the
right.
That's the perfect reaction. They're like, oh.
That's the Clippers golf clap.
Yeah, just like,
way to go.
Hey, we did something. This wasn't a bust because I was trying to think of who we were going to get. I'm like, if we finish this free agency period with all this money and this lack of a superstar on this team with fucking Marcus Morris or somebody, I'm done. Like I was.
Bro, do not like Marcus Morris.
But this, I like that he joined when he joined.
For sure.
I do not like if that was what we did in free agency.
Oh, of course.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree with that.
And so I was like, okay. Or if I think Clay had already said he was going to stay in Golden State. But he wasn't going to play this year anyway. So
Yeah.
I thought that that may have been a chance for that or something like that. Now I would have been, but when I saw Paul George, I was like, oh, okay, hey, nice. All right, Clippers. Yeah, all right. Hey, Clipper Nation.
And even then, in a vacuum though, where Paul George is the trade minus, so we're giving up Shea and Gallo still, and Paul George is what we're returning.
I would have been hot.
Would you be psyched on that?
I would have been hot. I would have been hot to give up Shea and Gallo. Probably those picks for just Paul George. I love Paul George, but
doesn't love Paul George, but
well, it's hard because I do the same thing. I hate to say just Paul George because Paul George is great. Yeah, but like that's a lot.
It's a lot. We at least would have needed to keep Shea.
Well, but, and like the funny thing, like with Will and I on our podcast, is like because the Clippers are so tight-lipped, everyone was like, we're getting two stars. And Will, for me, it was like, because the Clippers were the Clippers, literally up until this point, I was like, don't think we're getting two stars.
Yeah.
You got to temper your expectations.
I was like, we can't think this because like...
We might just be getting Steven Adams.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, maybe we'll get Aaron Gordon and Steven Adams, which is like, oh, for sure. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. No, Will... Rough. Will, where were you at, like, pre, like, just, like, because we got the Woj bombs on June 5th, and it was just, like, we were just title favorites.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I was, like, watching a movie or something weird, and for some reason, either I had turned off my Twitter notifications, or I can't remember what it was, but, like, the way that I found out was you actually texted me, and you just said, dude, in all capital letters.
And yeah,
I should probably log into Twitter. And that was how I found it out. And I like immediately, I think I got on a bird scooter and just immediately came over. And I think we did like an emergency stream or something.
Yeah. So I went on to Facebook Messenger and all of my, like Kevin, who Carl was just talking about, and then my friend Ryan and Alex host the Big Dog Lakers pod. And I went on Facebook Messenger and was just like, fuck y'all, we got Kawhi, like your life is over, like you all suck. And then they were like, oh, you also got Paul George too. So I found out about the Paul George thing by my Lakers friends telling me about it, which was just an even bigger cherry on the top of just like,
but how sweet was that cherry though? Because you know they had to bring up the picks.
Oh, so they brought out the picks, and then I put the chat on mute, and then I said mute until I am willing to unmute it again.
And what like, was the timeline for these two Woj bombs?
It was a minute.
It was a minute or two apart.
Bro, so I looked it up. It was like 11:24 p.m. was the Kawhi one, and then 11:25 was the Paul George one.
Yeah.
So it truly was unreal. Like boom, boom. Like
that's why I saw the like, Paul was, George one first.
Exactly. That's it why came I saw that one so first. Fast.
And then I looked. I got up and I was like, "Oh, we got Paul George." And then I looked again.
And then you're like, wait, because Kawhi?
And it said Paul George expected to join Kawhi Leonard. I was like, what? And I'm like, that's what I got on my phone. I literally took off down Franklin. Everybody's looking at me like I was fucking crazy. My friend Peter, who claims that he's not a horrible Laker fan, was so upset. He was so upset. And I'm like,
if you claim you're not a horrible Laker fan, you're a horrible Laker
fan. You're a Laker fan, yeah. Yeah, he was just like, what the f- how is this happening? Y'all get... Man, Kawhi's a bitch. He's a bitch. Why do you? And I'm like, why?
I know Peter. He does not care about the Lakers like that.
He's an LA native though. He was here like
for sure.
He moved. I mean, not native. He's from Iran, but he's been here since '88.
So no, like, I know. No, he's a native. I know. Yeah. If you've been here since '88, you're a native.
He saw the championships. He saw the old champion. He came here the year they won like in '88.
Before I typed this question and then I had to put parentheses in it, did this moment in your brain when it happened, all of us, did it break the much discussed Clippers curse? And then in parentheses, until Corona brought it back.
Too soon to tell. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's too soon to tell.
See, I think for me, I think it did because this was truly the first time a top free agent wanted to come. Like this was.
So
this was like this was a concrete like we are now like
the destination.
The Clippers used to be a threat. Like the Clippers were always the threat for like the like NBA to like move a team or some shit like that. And now we're a destination where it's like we're no longer that team that's going to get moved because we're a destination.
Yeah.
So I would say 50-50 on the curse because I mean I think Kawhi coming to the Clippers, that to me is like a breaking of the curse. Like this being a free agent destination for I mean, at the time, and you know, whatever arguments can be made as to right now, but like at the time, the best player in basketball wanting to sign outright with the Clippers, I think that to me is like a breaking of the curse. And then where it gets a little bit more complicated is just the amount that we gave up for Paul George in such for such a, you know, a limited window. I think, you know, TBD on that.
Yeah, the 2-year window puts a cramp on it.
Yeah, that's I was still when I saw everything that we gave up to get Paul George, I did not say the curse was over.
Did your jaw drop? Because my jaw has my jaw's never dropped. Like I've heard that phrase a bunch, but seeing those picks and
I've never seen that many picks before. In a deal.
Well, so
I've never seen that many picks.
I've never seen that many years in the 2020s lined up back to back. I've never even looked at the calendar of the 2020s. So like I don't know what those dates look like. But when you see like first round pick 2026, you're just like, what the fuck?
Also, I understand. I totally understand that, you know, picks are a gamble. But there's gonna be two future Hall of Famers in that. Like at least
there might even be a Shea
out of that many picks.
We got Shea at 15.
Yeah,
13. But 13, yeah,
excuse me. And like I will say though. As it's gone on, the Miami picks, it's like, those seem like...
That was fine to get rid of.
I'm so happy we got rid of those.
We got max value for those.
Those are below 20, I hope, and kind of assume every year that those are for the Thunder.
Yeah,
those are sub-20 picks.
Yeah. Do y'all think the Thunder are going to use those picks to get a big free agent?
No, because I'm not totally... I don't even know if the... So the Thunder can draft well, obviously. But their contract, they're weird about contracts.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't give Harden $4 million extra.
I tell you this, I'd much rather see Giannis go to OKC than I would go see him go to the Warriors.
He's not going to go to the Warriors.
I pray that he doesn't because they do not deserve it, not one bit.
He's going to stay on Milwaukee.
He's going to go to the Pistons. He's going to team up with Blake. They're each going to get each other their first
ring.
That's
the dream. But so the Clippers curse, you think, still possibly in the ether?
Still in
even
the ether,
after this trade?
Oh, Corona. Corona solidified it for me.
I hate
Corona. I was like, this is it. And I said that as soon as everything went on lockdown and people were like, people are going to die. And I'm like, the Clippers are not going to get to win a championship this year.
The Clippers are after.
We will, though.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
All right, coming up after this break, we're going to talk about why, just in fact, the Clippers are going to win the championship and a love, marry, quarantine. Okay, so here is why I think the Clippers are still going to win the 2020 championship. I firmly believe that.
You do?
100%.
All right.
I will say that only happened today on April 30th because LeBron James tweeted out that there were rumors of the league not resuming. And he said that they were false and that everyone wants to finish the season. And LeBron is the commissioner, which I am totally okay with.
That's true.
So we're good. Right? Like,
you think that I do think that LeBron tweeting that and the season potentially coming back only hurts him because I don't know, because
like there was hella leaks though.
Yeah. Just his luck, they come back and like the just his luck, the Lakers come back and lose.
Oh, they're gonna lose.
And
they're done.
And I think that is in very much LeBron fashion, which I'm very sad about because he is my favorite player. But
I'm pro LeBron, and
although,
I agree.
Like, I gotta be honest, man. I've been watching Shaq Life. I think Shaq's coming back into the fold of being my favorite player of all time.
That's fair.
Sorry, of all time, that's fair.
Shaq Life is.
Bro, have you watched it? When's the last time you watched his LSU highlights?
Oh, I've seen those recently. He was very.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, LeBron is LeBron, but like, I will say, I think LeBron is jumping the gun by not canceling this season.
Well, so here's the thing. It's like, he said that, but then like RC Buford and like all these other old ass white dudes who have a bunch of money from like gold or whatever, who own NBA teams from like family lineage has also been like, we're not going to finish the season.
Are any teams that are not contenders saying let's finish the season?
None at all. But why would we worry about those scrubs?
I'm just saying. Like,
why would we worry about those scrubs?
No, I agree. But like, I think if LeBron, like, all joking aside, if LeBron wants a season to go, like, that generally made me feel like the season's, they're going to, it's not going to resume. And there's going to be teams who I think are on the, like, 8, 9, 10 playoff bubble who are going to have issues, but they're going to finish this season.
That'll be tight, man. And I think we had the best chances coming out that end.
We do with the rest too.
I said this the last time I was on, but after we lost that last game to the Lakers, something in me, here was what didn't happen. It was universal. It was karmic.
Cosmic. Theme. It's a theme of Mother Gaia helping.
So
out
basically,
the Clippers.
How many losses did we? We were 44-20 when we stopped.
Yeah, let's call it that.
19 of those losses, I got a text from at least one or two of my Laker fan friends being like, "Eye emojis, what's going on over there in Clipperland? Uh-oh, trouble in paradise."
We won bro, 6 out of 7 before the break.
Bro, y'all lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. Bro, y'all lost to Phoenix, and you talking about a championship? I thought y'all was so deep. I thought everything. I was like, first of all, I haven't said any of this stuff to you. I've never texted you saying any of this stuff. But you know what the one game was that I did not get a text from? When they beat us.
Yeah, they were too scared.
They were scared. They were 100% scared because they know.
Avery Bradley had the best game of his life since middle school.
Yeah.
Avery Bradley at one point probably dropped like 27-20 in a middle school game. And it was tight. And then in 2020, he had his best game against the Clippers.
Bro. I'm telling you, man, I was like, there's no possible way they beat us in a 7-game series. After the first two losses and after that,
not a chance.
After that playoff lineup, come on. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
Speaking of the Lakers, they're trying to open their facilities before May 15th.
Why?
Hey, man, they need to prepare.
Like, why, though? Like, dog, you already took the loan. Which no other NBA team did.
Yeah.
No one else in California, except for people in Huntington Beach, want the state to open before May 15th. Like, this is the chill version of Rob Pelinka wearing a mask and protesting in Huntington Beach. Am I wrong? They're trying to open shit before May 15th. This is the diplomatic version of that.
That's wild.
Every Lakers player, like, dude, LeBron has a home gym. Like, all of, like, what? Like,
yeah.
The Clippers are just using Zoom.
Yeah.
Why do the Lakers, like, the Lakers are trying to take loans and open
LeBron
things
probably
early.
Has better home facilities than the team facilities.
Dude, the Lakers are trying to take public funds and open before May 15th. Bro, the Lakers truck has a Blue Lives Matter sticker on the back of it. did y'all see the new Paul George commercial?
Yes.
No, I haven't yet.
Bro, everyone in the Clippers is in the Paul George commercial.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to watch it like right now.
Jerome.
Go ahead.
Jerome Robinson is in the commercial.
I mean, as he should be, Clipper great.
Hey, man, I'm still on Rome Island. I miss him.
Bro, talk to Will about that. So what do you guys think happened with Rome? Because I want to see if he wants to do a segment on the show. Because he's like a Clippers enigma if you're a diehard fan.
I think he got not confident when Shea left. It was too big of shoes to fit.
All right, that's a good take.
I mean, I think it was he had the injury his first year.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's super hard. And no matter what you do, you're taking one number below Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Bradley, because it was Shea, then Avery.
I don't know how that doesn't fuck with your head. And then this year, I mean, most everybody he knew from the squad was gone. And you had the best player in basketball and Paul George.
Come
on
through.
Your team. And you're like, and it's like, when are you even going to get minutes, dude? When can you get comfortable again?
Shamit took the spot that he was supposed to have. He couldn't make a shot.
No, for sure.
No rhythm.
No, I mean, I agree that, like, so the shot he made in that commercial is like 13% of all the shots he made for the Clippers.
And he goes, I'm a pro.
Yeah. Like, it really is like 13% or like some rough percentage. But like, we had a guard log. I don't know. The Clippers, I think, get a pass.
We also had so many more guards last year.
Yep.
Like,
Milos was on the team at the time. Like,
yeah.
The Clippers get a pass with some bad drafting choices, I think, especially recently because of all the good front office and free agency moves we made that
totally.
Might come back to bite us. But let's end on a high note. We're going to end this episode on love.
Do it.
Oh, go ahead. I was saying we're going to end this episode on alternate ways of deciding an NBA champion. You got to love, marry, and quarantine these.
Okay.
This is an Updike special. Will, why don't you present these ideas? These are
all
elite.
Right. So, as always, these are not set in stone. If you feel at any time you want to add one, a way that the NBA champion could be decided, feel free. So far on the board, we've got a captain from each team must build a ship in a bottle. And whoever does it the quickest, with the best structural integrity, I stress, wins a chip.
And so the captain for the Clippers is, we're going Kawhi in this situation, right?
The long fingers lead me to believe he would be very good at building.
He's also
that leads you to believe he'd be good at it. He's gonna hold those tiny little pieces.
Bro, he's also
yes.
He's quiet as hell. Quiet people are good at models. I feel like.
Bro, he's only quiet in front of the media. All
right.
That boy
so
be talking loud. You saw him slapping that ass at the strip club.
That's very true. but to
I
be
would
fair,
just not choose Pat as the captain. Is the only person I would not choose.
Pat is shattering that glass bottle.
He would get so frustrated. This ship don't fit.
You know who I'd pick? Zoo.
Why's the ship got to be in a bottle?
It's got to be Zoo.
Oh, that's a... Once again, though, he's got those big hands.
And he's not...
Maybe you go Lou, honestly.
Zoo's not used to doing that much work at one continuous time for the Clippers either.
Lou is too cool. Lou is too cool. He'll be, like, having little pieces being like, I don't know, man.
You good.
I feel like I'm done. And it would just be like sand at the bottom of the
Yeah, it's like, and he's like, you know, I know there was supposed to be a galley, but I thought, why not put a boom boom room in?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I guess, but like, all right.
All right, so that's one option. Another option, hot sauce pants challenge. In the vein of ice, of whatever challenges happen for charity, there's a challenge where you douse a pair of briefs in hot sauce and do squats until you cry for charity. Player who gets the most participants wins. It's not necessarily how many squats you can do. You got to get more people on the way.
And I will say, I put this caveat in. This is a specifically judged, like, so in this scenario, Supreme Patty is deciding the NBA champion. I would say.
Essentially.
And for this challenge, I would definitely, I'd put Kawhi in this, no problem.
Oh, I mean, he could do squats all day, but I don't think that he could get that many other people to participate.
He's got a network.
He's
got all
on social media.
He has all of Riverside.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he's got the influence.
Bro, they know him. Are you kidding me? All right, what's the third one?
Third option for alternate ways of deciding an NBA champion. What's that smell like? Captain from each team is sent mason jars filled with smells. Whoever identifies the most smells correctly is the victor of an NBA championship.
I like this.
Okay, so I don't think they know enough. I've seen them play games on the Jumbotron at the game, and I don't think they know enough smells. Like, I feel like they would get,
you think,
like,
it's, you think it's like a, like they're like too rich to know what smell, or like,
or just too rich, like too newly rich, like,
for sure.
Like, I feel like,
what if they're more catered smells though for NBA players?
Like, if it's a jar full of asparagus and they got a blindfold on, they're gonna be like, oh, this is piss. And that's how they're just gonna keep saying, this is piss. Oh, this ain't nothing but piss.
This kind of smells like my personal chef made hot chicken, but it also smells like piss at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, so you're out on the smells one.
I'm out on all three of these, honestly. I don't feel like they benefit what we have as an organization.
You don't think building a ship in a bottle with Zubats is the best way? Like, so
you
how would
think
you?
It is? A captain slapping contest.
Kawhi. Oh, no, I like this.
What's captain slapping?
Kawhi gets to slap every other captain in the NBA. And whoever.
It's just a slap tournament.
Yeah, just a slap
tournament. Round robin. It's a. So here's a beautiful thing. You could do the true top 16 seeding for this just based on hand size.
Yeah.
every captain, you just take biggest hands.
But what if you're choosing your captain more based on strength? Because I feel like if with a smaller you're maybe getting greater speed, greater velocity on this.
See, I mean, that's a good strategy.
If you go small hands.
No, I like the Kawhi.
I still like Kawhi as the winner for this. I mean,
Have you watched videos of like the slap knockout competitions?
No,
dude, people get knocked the hell out.
They're tough to
with a slap with the open. We're talking an open handed slap.
Yes, so it's usually just two Russian dudes who are like 5'6", 450, and then they like hold on. It's the same setup as like an arm wrestling thing. We have like the grounding, like rod or whatever for your like hand that's not engaging, and then you do like a 1-2-3 and you just slap each other.
That's fair.
That's a good idea.
I don't know how you're getting knocked out from that.
Oh, you get knocked out,
dude. Okay, you get after this out. Episode, we're all gonna share our Zoom screens and watch these. But like, Carl, I'm gonna be honest. Your idea makes the most sense. Kawhi would absolutely demolish the rest of the league.
It gives us the biggest advantage.
We are the underdog. All these other things, there's no way we have more influence in the city of Los Angeles than the Laker team does.
We use Palmdale. We use the IE.
It's not enough people out there, homie. And they're all those people are from Compton. They're all Lakers fans.
That's
what
very
about
true.
Clippers France though? We got Clippers. Hey, France,
bro, Clippers France is on board. Clippers Turkey. Like, no, I think the slap thing actually. I think the slap one's actually just the best idea.
Yeah, that's solid.
That picture of Kawhi holding Paul George's hand is like scary.
That or another one that benefits the Clippers is just Lou Will drinks you under the table.
Yeah, it's just a drinking contest.
Pick your captain. We don't care. Pick your captain.
How about it's a drinking contest or a looking deadpan at Magic City contest? And then we just put Kawhi and he just wins.
I think Kawhi and Lou will win a looking deadpan at Magic City contest.
Well, Kawhi at least Lou at least looks like he like Lou. Yeah, that's fair. Lou looks deadpan. Lou also
really. I feel like Lou might be getting into it. Like,
no, he's just he's been there so many times.
I know, but he's at bare minimum singing to the song on the speaker. I think
Lou's maybe having more of a fun host vibe, but with the employees, not with the people who go there. Man, I hope the season ends in a slap contest.
Slap contest would be great.
That ends fantastic. Carl, we got to thank you so much for being on this show.
Thanks for having me. This is always a very fun time. I'll come back anytime you want. Now that we have this new setup that we got going on here.
This setup's great.
Quarantine setup. Very professional. Zoom. I paid money, so I you got to at least let me do a month to get my money's worth.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, this might be a weekly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Can you? Would you like to promote?
We got to check in with Dr. Tarchi,
bro. That's all. That's where I get Dr. Tarchi.
Every week, stay inside, baby.
Most
if you gotta go outside, go do it.
Dr. Tarchi has the most lit satyr in the entire world. Carl, would you like to promote anything in this quarantine time?
Yeah, man, this is coming out this weekend on YouTube. If you follow the UCB Theater Los Angeles, we'll be
hell
doing
yeah.
A ASCAT benefit shows all weekend, Friday and Saturday. Come out, check us out. I believe I'm doing one tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
There you go. And what's also, the date on that?
That's May 1st.
May 1st. So the day that this episode comes out, go ahead and check out Carl on that.
Listen to it. If you listen to this before 5 p.m., if you listen to it after 5 p.m., you missed it. It was really fun. It was the funniest show ever. But if you did not make it to it. You can also listen to me on the Flagrant Ones, which is a basketball podcast, a general basketball podcast where I rep for the Clippers and for the Clip Set, for a Clip Show, for Clipper Nation every week. I make sure we always get our just due.
There you
Flagrant
go.
Ones on Patreon. It's $5 a month. Go ahead. Spend that bread.
Do it.
Thank you so much for being a guest on this pod. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, Deezer, Bernie Pods. That's Bernie Sanders' new podcast thing. It's free for everybody. He pays so much out of his pocket to make it happen. Monday's episode, we're going to be starting franchise What If Week, which if you're a Clippers fan, is every week of your entire life. We're also going to have the freshies talking about the new guys. I don't know what Marcus Morris is doing. Maybe it's something fun. And then, of course, whatever else happens.
I haven't gone over his socials in a while.
Honestly, the less I hear about Marcus Morris in quarantine, I feel like the better just in terms of a press for Clippers situation.
Probably, yeah.
And then, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, I have been positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Carl Tarchi.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Go Clips!